coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Wow. Are you ready? All right, Hebrews chapter number 11, from verse 1, and you know where we're going, it's verse 3, but from verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the aeons, you should become familiar with that now. Through faith we understand that the worlds, the aeons, were framed by the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Framed by the word of God, by the rhema of God. Framed. And we say that word is katatizo, meaning restore. To restore, to repair, to frame, mend. Through faith we understand that the aeons were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen, now this is the area I want to deal with tonight, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. What is God telling us? He says, so that things which are seen, he says, the aeons were framed by the word of God. The ages, the worlds. And remember what we said, aeon means. It is the structure and administration of your life. The way things go with you. The way things go in your life. What comes into your life and what goes out of your life. Everything on the path of your life. The day in which you live. How the world around you, how your environment affects you. The results you get. How things are going to be in your life, in your world, as they affect you. You can't blame anybody now. He gives us an example. He tells us that that aeon, that course of your life can be framed by the rhema of God. And the rhema of God is ministered to you. The rhema of God is ministered to you. It's granted you. God speaks to your spirit and gives you that rhema, the creative word. And you can use it. If things have gone wrong in your life, in your world, If your world has become chaotic, if your world has turned out to be something different from what you want it to be, you can katatizo it, restore it, repair it, mend it, and then frame what you want. He says, such that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, you can bring into your life, into your world, what wasn't there before. Something that didn't even have the chance of being there. Oh God, what a life He has given us. Now, with this, I know I can only be absolutely successful. And you can be as successful as you want to be. As victorious as you want to be. So the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Thanks be unto God. Can we read from 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and see something in this direction? 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. And I'll begin reading to you from verse 13. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say with me, I'm a success. Say, I'm an absolute success. And nothing can change that. I know who I am. Verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. The spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. You see, he didn't say, I believed and therefore was I happy. I believed, therefore I was quiet. No, if you believe, speak what you believe. That is the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. He says, we also believe and therefore speak. Our speaking is based on our believing. The spirit of faith, therefore, believes with the heart and voices that faith with the mouth. Otherwise, you don't have faith. The spirit of faith believes in the heart and speaks out according to his believing. So believing is not enough. You must speak your believing. You can't believe and keep quiet. It will not work. It will not work. Speaking is like the action. I mean, if somebody was sick and he was told there's this wonderful drug, if you take this thing, you're going to be fine. And while lying on the bed, he said, I believe if I take it, I'll be fine. I believe. Will that make him fine? No. I believe if I eat, I'll be fine. Okay, come on, eat now. Relax. I believe if I eat, I'll be fine. Come on, eat. See, he may die believing. Believing is not enough. Even in our salvation, for us to receive salvation, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believing in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, in verse 10, it says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession, that means declaration, proclamation is made unto salvation. That means you catapult yourself with your mouth into the salvation that you have believed in your heart. Otherwise, even though you believe, you will not experience salvation. Now, what's the problem with a lot of Christians? You know, there are Christians who are oppressed by demons. They experience all kinds of oppressions. They have nightmares in the night. They have something pressing them in the night. They have something squeezing them in the night. They have something getting into their body in the night. They're frightened. Oh God, oh God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, nothing will happen. Just because, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. That's not what he said. Oh Jesus. He said to use the name. You're not using the name. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Jesus will not do anything for you on earth. Now get this. Get it clear. Some people don't understand it, and it sounds as though we are robbing God of his ability and his desire to do something on our behalf. Come on, don't you remember that Jesus gave us the power of attorney to use his name? He went out of the earth. He's ascended into heaven and left his name here for us to use. It doesn't make sense to be crying, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. You suffer crying. You use the name. Don't call him to help you. Use the name to get... Oh boy. Let me explain. Imagine you got a seal given to you, and you were told that there's a checkbook, and all you have to do is fill how much you want and use the seal or the stamp. All right? And you strike that thing and you can get the money you want. Now you have filled it and you are crying, oh, the seal. Oh, the seal. Oh, the stamp. Oh, the seal. You'll still be broke. Just because you have filled what you asked for doesn't mean that check is going to work.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.